Mira a la izquierda, mira a la derecha. ¿Qué ves? ¿Dónde estás? In a world that seems to change daily, what will you do next? Welcome to the Next Steps Show with Peter Vasquez, a starting point for discussion y un poco de dirección. Buenas tardes, ladies and gentlemen. ¿Cómo están? I hope you're having a phenomenal last day of the work week. Well, for some of you at least, right? Hey, check it out. It is Friday, April 26th at the noon hour. We're here in the WYSL studios, 346-3000. Ladies and gentlemen, check this out. It's just us. Right? Just you and me again. Aisha wasn't able to make it, although I do hope she calls in because she was in New York City at a conference that is extremely important for all of us. And it has to do, you know, with the initiative that that's being pushed to kind of debunk that, that proposal that's going to be on the ballot this year that, you know, they're proposing this, this ballot, the ERA amendment or something like that. Where they're trying to say that, it's for equal rights. But when you read the language and see, and this is the trickery, and today we're going to talk a little bit more about American culture and the trickery, and I want to kind of contrast some of that to some of the malarkey, right? You know, the whole nonsense that we see coming out of every single politician's mouth. And it's interesting to me because we tend as politicians, or I guess I'm not a politician in office, so I can't say we, but politicians tend to paint these pictures of things like, like inclusivity and equality. You've heard me use those words a lot. Even things like transparency, we hear that a lot. So then I wonder, and again, I'm not beating up in any particular a legislator because, whatever happens at the legislator, it's what we pay them for. They should know we have to trust. But see, this is the problem when we try to trust. So, you know, as we know, the Dr. Mendoza's resignation. Now, let's back up a little bit on the history here, because if you remember way back during COVID, Dr. Mendoza was the top health cheese in the area. He made, some arbitrary rules. Didn't really stand with people. So people felt. Anyways, when all that went through and whatever happened. And then it came up to his contract renewal, which wasn't that long ago. Well, again, setting aside all the politics behind all that, his contract got renewed. And then he just resigns recently. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that this whole hooped up with his contract, and he resigns just a couple of days after showing up in the St. Patrick's Day parade. And it's like, well, WTF, right? I mean, what's going on here? So all of a sudden, the top health guy resigns. No explanation other than, hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time. It was an honor. And then poof, we can't talk about it anymore. So yesterday at some point, apparently there was, it was on Channel 10's website today, and I knew about it for yesterday. There was this secret meeting. And see, this is the part that that concerns me. Now, they're justifying the secret meetings. Legislators that attended that meeting had to sign basically a sworn statement saying that they won't share the details. It was pretty thorough. They won't share anything about this meeting. And then all we get afterwards is, well, you know what? We're satisfied. But, in a time that we're trying to build trust, wouldn't it make more sense to say these are the reasons why, and no, we're not going to get into details. If it was a legal issue, then it was a legal issue. If it's a health issue, I have to get into the details. Nobody cares. People just need answers, right? That is American culture. That is transparency. That is the Well, you know, that is the way America should work. Again, I'm not beating up on any legislator. You know, I'm glad they're doing their jobs. You know, I find it so bizarre to me, again, that when we talk about inclusivity, when we talk about equality, when we talk about transparency, when we talk about unity and working together, I mean, it leads to other questions. Why did the Republican conference over in the legislative office have to even insist? Why wasn't it just given out? Listen, I read this yesterday. I mean, I think it's worth reading twice. And remember, 346-3000, ladies and gentlemen, give me a call. Let's talk, right? It can't be gabbing or gabbing Tuesdays, but let's just call it, I don't know, Let's Talk Fridays or the Friday conversation or whatever. You come up with something, let me know. But the point is, 346-3000, I want your opinion, but let me read this to you. American culture, rich and diverse, forms a distinctive mosaic shaped by the historical experiences, values, and dreams of its citizens, right? Of all Americans, that American dream. Central to this culture is a shared commitment to ideals of life, liberty, justice, and the pursuit of happiness, right? Principles that are immortalized in the Declaration of Independence that continue to define our nation's character. It's all real. That's the reason why I love being an American. I have to believe that that's the reason why so many people, like literally, almost die trying to get into this country illegally. They want to leave their country. Now, listen, I've been to, I think it's over 21 countries that I've had the fortune of visiting and learning their cultures, and in some cases, even working with their, with leadership in those countries. Some of their staff, just in some of the work that I did through the military and so forth, right? And some of them I traveled. And I know for a fact that in the United States of America, that American culture that's rich and diverse, that forms a distinctive mosaic, is exclusive to this country, right? American culture, you know, when you start to explore it, you start seeing things like, well, it's a culture that's marked by a fusion of various traditions, customs, and influences. I mean, just recently I brought up Dingus Day, right? Roberto D'Angelo from WYSL, the guy that in the background, phenomenal guy. He's a DJ, by the way. So, hey, if you ever need a good DJ, a DJ that knows what he's doing, just call the station, 346-3000, and be like, hey, can I talk to Bob D there, Bob D'Angelo? Because I need some services here with music. He's that good. Right, but he brought that to my attention because his wife is Polish. And I'm like, wow. I mean, once I explored and learned that, I'm like, why is this kind of thing's not advertised? Right? From musical innovations like jazz, right, and blues born in African-American communities, even here in Rochester, New York, right? I mean, you go over to the Clarissa Street, I think it's Clarissa Street Uprooted Display. It's over in the third floor of the main library, the Rundell Library, the original building, right? And you can go in there and you can see some of the history over in the west side of the city before that whole area got displaced by urban renewal, right? And you're starting to hear that word again. And guess what? The city's talking about it, and their plans is going to do exactly what happened to that neighborhood where it displaced people. Nobody got made whole, and it made situation worse. But that's a whole other show when that happens, right? But when you look at that history, the amount of people, famous jazz players, right there that shaped the entire black culture here in Monroe County. What about iconic films of Hollywood that embodies the American essence, right? I mean, I mentioned this yesterday too, and we talk about this all the time. The United States, right, it hosts individuals of almost every nation, right? Making the United States the most globally connected or interconnected and varied when it comes to cultures, bringing it together. That is the American culture. So ladies and gentlemen, that leaves me to a question, right? So how is it that we have so much division, so much hatred? And the crazy thing about it is that, you know, at 50 years old, I've had the chance to kind of see much of the change. See, a lot of you young bucks don't remember what Rochester, what Monroe County used to be. So when I see this division, when I see this hatred, it's literally, it's led exclusively by political ideology. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, 346-3000, and in case you didn't know, this is the 180th, 180th show for the Next Step Show, exclusively here on the best station around, the WYSL stations. And listen, if you haven't signed up to sponsor to this show, get on the bandwagon, man, because you're losing out. The amount of people that we reach, the discussions that we have, the education, and the opportunity for you to come on the show and talk, not just plug your business, but show how your business is increasing quality of life. All you got to do is call 346-3000, right? Say, hey, can I talk to Mr. Bob? Either of the Bobs will help you out. And we'll get you a nice package out there for you, not just to sponsor this show, the Next Step Show, which really, it's your show. Right? Don't think about it as my show. Right? It's your show. 346-3000, ladies and gentlemen. After this short break, I want to hear from you. And we're going to talk a little bit about how this hatred is perpetuated through political ideology in a state, in a county, and a city, well, mostly the state and the city that has been under one-party rule for nearly 50 years. No te vayas, you're talking with your conservative New Yorker on the Next Step Show on the WYSL stations. We'll be right back.
In the Rochester and Finger Lakes region, one name stands above all others for real estate appraisal and advice.
Ryan Murphy and Associates.
This full-service real estate appraisal company can appraise and advise on purchase and sales decisions, mortgage finance feasibility, estate, matrimonial, partnership buyouts, litigation, and more for any type of property, both residential and commercial. Ryan Murphy was founded almost 40 years ago. All of our highly trained staff members have at least 20 years of experience. All our appraisers are either New York State certified general or residential real estate appraisers.
Ryan Murphy and Associates.
Start here. RYNNEMurphy.com.
Youth for Christ Rochester is growing. With the help from the John R. Wegman Foundation, we're adding Saturday mornings back to basketball, while the Saunders Foundation brings back skills and drills for the spring and summer. Our middle school girls program will be starting in a second school this fall. Watch for a new name change for that program. But we need your help. Make a one-time gift of $300 or a monthly gift of $25 to sponsor a kid for a year. Go to yfcrochester.org/donate.
Advertising on the WYSL stations is both affordable and effective, but it's so much more than that. When your business or professional practice has a presence on the Voice of Liberty, you connect with a patriotic, awake, and aware audience that cares about society, our families, our schools, our values, and our future. And our listeners appreciate you and respond. We can end the madness together. For truth and freedom, the WYSL stations, the Voice of Liberty. Call 346-3000 to advertise today.
Peter Vasquez and Next Step Show on the WYSL stations.
Ooh, baby, I love your way every day. Yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, si soy yo tu conservative, your conservative New Yorican. I'll get it right one way or another. Thank you for hanging with us. And hey, we got a caller, Pam from Rochester. Pam, thank you so much for taking the time to call the show, ma'am.
Thank you. I really enjoy your show. I've been listening to you for a couple months now. I kind of happened on to you, and I think you're a marvelous voice for a lot of people in this community, which leads me to, I've been here my whole life, and I remember what it used to be like. And it really is sad and unfortunate as to how things have turned out, especially since we're supposed to be voting these people in, and then, like you say, with the trickery, we find out after they get in office what their real agenda is. What's the answer? I think we need to fire some people. We somehow got to figure out how to fire people, because if we did these things in our jobs, we would be fired. What makes a politician any less responsible, and any, how can they not be fired? And that is who is dividing our country, the politicians and people like George Soros, paying for these kids to go be protesters on all these college campuses. These, a lot of them aren't even students.
No.
Why do we allow this? Why doesn't somebody stand up? I don't understand that. We have the largest voice. Everybody's too afraid. They're too apathetic. Somebody else will do it. It's not my job. It's so frustrating.
You know, Pam, you're 100% correct. And now I grew up in the city of Rochester too. And the thing is, people are trying to stand up. And the thing is, we can fire people. I don't know, and I can't put my finger on why exactly we keep re-electing some of these people. I mean, I know that there's, we saw through election integrity that there's potential fraud and other things. But Pam, thank you for the call. I'm going to follow up on your statements here, but we got another caller. Carmen, thank you again, sir, for calling the Next Step Show.
Hello.
Hey, Carmen.
Hi. I just wanted to, you know, tag on to the previous caller. You know, what we're really talking about, and I think you mentioned it in your opening remarks, Peter, is, you know, the notion of transparency and what, you know, what government is doing. And, you know, with that, I think, is also the notion of accountability. And, I mean, I'll give you a great example. Some time ago, there was a report about someone, potentially a employee of the Monroe County Clerk's Office, who somehow absconded with $32,000. There was a press event where, you know, the clerk and an investigator from the Monroe County Sheriff's Office just said a whole lot of nothing, that they had uncovered this crime and they were investigating, and, you know, they would get back to the public with some details. Well, that never happened. The clerk has never been held accountable for what happened there and who was responsible for it. Was it an employee? Was the employee terminated or what happened? So, I mean, that's just a great example of lack of accountability and transparency right in our Monroe County Clerk's Office.
Yeah, you know, and that said, Carmen, that we're still waiting for a response to something that they made it seem that it was simple. I remember that situation, and I remember them saying, yeah, it was an isolated, blah, 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 and we'll get, and nada. But Carmen, are you still there?
I am, yeah.
Oh, gotcha. But tell me something. Isn't that something that we're seeing happen in all levels of government? I mean, look at the ARPA fund issues there in Monroe County with the executive, or back in the Moreland Commission, you know, in the state when we were investigating. I mean, it's insanity.
Well, that's absolutely correct, you know, and that's another fine example of, you know, the lack of transparency and accountability with the Bellow administration. And, you know, I got to tell you something, Peter. All of these people, they're tied together. This insidiousness. I don't know what the word is for it, but, you know, Bello and Jamie Romeo and, you know, Morelli, they're all part of this Orondacoit Democratic cabal, and they just you know, they just hide and they hoard and they do all these things. And you know, the public is mostly unaware of what's going on. Look at the situation in Albany County where the DA there now, okay, it's a different context. You know, they're playing politics and political gamesmanship, you know, amongst themselves. But, you know, the DA said, how did this organization that the county hired make decisions about who was getting ARPA funds? And here in Monroe County, it's kind of just like swept under the rug. And you know what? I got to tell you something. The whole Mendoza thing, from my perspective, yes, it was a personnel issue. It's a personnel issue. But you know what? He is a public official hired to do a public function. And regardless of what happened, I think the public should know. I don't think that any of this stuff should be secret.
Well, you know, and you brought up a good point, because that really does highlight why it is that we need to do and find reform for people that are appointed to these offices. I mean, you brought up the clerk and you brought up the county executive. I think the Republican Party or I forgot who, it's like a family tree. Right. It's like they've created this little bubble with some foot soldiers with some, you know, jobs. And I happen to know Anthony and his sister and, you know, great people. Right. But collaboratively, they seem to just be isolated. You know what I heard yesterday, Carmen? I heard that one of the rumors that are being spread out now, I know, you know, I'm running for county clerk. But one of the rumors that are being spread now, the reason why there hasn't been a mobile DMVs is because Jamie hasn't been able to get the budgeting for it. Have you heard that one?
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. That's ridiculous. Just look at the county budget. It's right online. She got money. She got plenty of money. And, you know, interestingly enough, during COVID, you know, that money was still there. And, you know, I don't see DMVs anywhere except for now. I mean, she's up for re-election, and I guess there's going to be a primary, I heard yesterday or this morning. So, oh, yeah. Of course, now she's, you know, going to go out and make it look like she's doing something. I kind of want to know what happened to all this money.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
You know, anyways, we're taxpayers here. What happened to all this money?
Gotcha. Carmen, I truly appreciate your time. I truly appreciate you calling. I got another caller, so I'm going to let you go, sir. But ladies and gentlemen, 346-3000. Lorraine, thank you for calling the Next Step Show.
Hi, Peter. Thank you so much for your show. I have two comments, and my first one is sort of on the side of philosophy or maybe even faith. My second one is terribly critical, and I'll try to get through with the first one quickly.
Okay. We only have a couple minutes, so.
All right, I do. Okay.
Before break.
Yesterday you were commenting on certain things that made me suddenly remember that God was always there before us and is much stronger, and we have to know it apparently is time that we can cope with stuff that's been festering for decades. And now that it's coming out all over the place, and we need everyone to know, you know, the facts and not label it a conspiracy and all that. But God can help us if we know what it is we're addressing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it has to come out before we can tackle it, is what I'm trying to say, I guess.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I open up the microphone for varied opinion, so that we have as much information as possible.
Oh, well, you're a good example of that by far. But and that's why I'm glad Elon Musk did some cleanup, a whole lot of cleanup. But my second point, I hope you don't mind. Can I mention another show?
I'm sure. No, okay. No other shows I meant.
I'm sorry?
We'd prefer you didn't mention the other shows, but...
Well, there was a show on last night, I'll say that much. About election integrity.
Lorraine, I got to go to break. Can you hang on for a few minutes?
Sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a small break here. Lorraine's going to hang on the phone. We'll finish up with her when we get back. And hey, I did want to say one thing before we roll out these commercials. Always remember, we are all created in the image of God, even those of us with disabilities. No te vayas. We'll be right back right here in WYSL's Next Step Show to Conservative New Eureka.
Peter Vasquez and Next Step Show.
Welcome back to the Next Step Show, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. 346-3000. A quick shout out to my buddy Dave Antonetti, who made a recommendation for the name of When We Talk on Fridays. No guests, it's just you and me. They said, call in, what did he say? Oh, Filibuster Fridays. I like that, Filibuster Fridays. So Lorraine, we're back on the Next Step Show. Thank you for hanging in there with us. You want to go ahead and finish your thought?
Yes, thank you so much. And you did mention that the individual, Glenn Beck, is on the same station. And he comes up with things that sometimes, to me, are critical. As, for example, he's describing the activity of a machine that people plan to use in many, many counties already before. I mean, it's not even the election yet, and they're already planning on using this machine. And by default, if a person doesn't vote at all, the machine will put in whatever it wants. And
right. That's
only one thing it does, you know. And I don't have the internet, so I was unable to see the show myself. But it's under Election Integrity and Blaze.com, and he showed it for free on YouTube and X, which used to be Twitter. And that's the most I can tell you, except it seems terribly important.
Absolutely. Lorraine, I appreciate the call. I appreciate you calling. You know what, though? Lorraine brings up a good point. And the thing is this, if we're not paying attention, right, and you know, those elected are having secret meetings for the greater good or whatever nonsense it is that they want to say, it's up to us to pay attention. Mike, thank you for calling the Next Step Show.
Hey, Peter, how's it going? Hey, Lorraine made some great points, and that program that she was talking about for on Glenn Beck was a very good one. Well worth going to find it. It was free. It did talk about the certain machines and how it's actually part of a court case. But to bring my point, I like to point out a local politician that I like to take my hat off to, and that is our Monroe County District Attorney. It seemed that she was on WHEC News that she had gotten a speeding ticket, which, listen, we've all gotten tickets and pulled over if you've driven for any length of time, you know. And she got a ticket, and she took the ticket. She didn't try weaseling her way out, throwing her clout like some city judge who a couple of years back decided to wrap her car up on 490 and decide to fight with state troopers.
The wackadoodle, former Judge Estacio. That's what's
bizarre. So I didn't want to. I was not trying to call her name out, but you know, we all know who she was, and you know, and obviously she has her own demons in life, you know. So hopefully, hopefully she's helped, you know, get those straightened out. So that was my one point I just wanted to make. And I think we do have some politicians, but we do have these ones that just like to stick around. And I think we need to vent more. And I think we need to encourage more candidates like yourself okay, to get rid of these people that have been clingers for all these years.
Absolutely. So, that's a great word, by the way, clinger.
Yeah, they just, you know, they just won't go away, and it's the you know, they drag all their family and friends in, and we just need to bust up the stuff, you know. I mean, I know we got great intelligent people here, you know. I mean, and if we could, okay, I get it. The city's full of Democrats, but there's got to be at least somebody that's in the middle, you know, not the progressive, you know, or you know what, maybe some good. Candidates from the right, you know, but more conservative. You don't have to label the. I'm not gonna go that Democrat and Republican party anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm a conservative. I, you know, this is my values. If a candidate, you know, has some decent values, that's the way we need to go. You know, we don't need, you know, a common sense is what is needed. So I don't want to take up any more time because I'm sure that unless you have questions for me.
I don't, but on what you said about Sandra Dourley, I do want to say that I do admire her. I do believe that she is phenomenal. And the thing is this, I've had the honor of meeting her daughter. She works in Penfield. I mean, but the work ethic that she has is a direct representation of the work ethic that she was taught, right? And the fact that, I mean, I heard it on my way in this morning. Right. She gave a reason why she called, you know, the police chief and said, hey, can you pull me over at my house? Right. But she, you know, she shared it public. She's like, listen, I had to get in the bathroom. And that's a fair statement. Right. Anyways, Mike, I appreciate your call, sir. Pam, I didn't want to go without answering or, you know, addressing what you talked about either, Pam, because what you brought up was extremely important. But there is a solution. Right. Every year there's an election, right? Every year we get to choose an entire slate of people. And like Mike said, why do Republican or Democrat? And see, this is why, Democrats don't like me, Republicans don't like me, because I believe in American values. See, Mike, I don't believe for one second that conservatism, right? I mean, there is a conservative party, but conservatism isn't political, right? Conservatism embodies what America is all about. It is inclusive. It is equitable. Is it equitable or is it inclusive or equity? Well, same thing. Equitable or equal. One of those two. But the point that I'm making is under conservative values, what you put in is what you get out. And that is life. But you know what? Talking about the trickery, talking about, you know, I started off with American values. We have the most nations. I started off the show by asking the question, how do we have so much division? Well, absolute power corrupts absolutely, which is one of the reasons why I'm running for county clerk. But, you know, this is what gets me, right? We had on Mike, Pastor Mike Warren yesterday. He leads the Stand Together for Life over in Planned Parenthood. Non-intrusive, right? All they're there is yeah, they pray, they sing, you know, it's quiet. They maintain whatever ridiculous rules. But in the recent 2024 State of the City address, the mayor, right, Mayor Malik D. Evans, on the April 17th, starts off, right, the State of the City in these words, and the Lord said. And then he goes on to quote Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19, which says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing the new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make it a way in the wilderness, rivers, and deserts. That's for that's how the mayor started off the state of the city. All, right, again, quoting scripture, all well aligning with and being okay with the persecution of Christians just because they choose to stand with life. That's the trickery, right? And the crazy thing is this. They'll say things like, well, you know, it's a woman's right. But biblically doesn't say, hey, if you're a woman or a guy for that matter, because you guys, you play a role, right? Hey, we're just go be promiscuous and there's no accountability. No, this is a guy who started a significant speech that lasted over an hour, I believe, with the words, "And the Lord said." Now, he goes on to talk, again, we know what we see. And the thing is, if you're white, if you're pink, if you're brown or black or whatever color you are, right? You see and hear things. Your understanding of things may be a little swayed based on your culture, but we all pretty much see and hear the same things. I can turn on the TV. You know what? Here, real quick, a quick Google search showed this. Just yesterday, shots fired at Pitford Wegmans. Not that long before that, Rochester man charged in taxicab driver killing. Arrests made in deadly stabbing on South Clinton Avenue in Rochester. Two charged in alleged assault of security guard at LaGrange Park in Rochester. I mean, I can go on and on and on. These are all the daily headlines that we all get. But not only does this mayor, right, start with the trickery, right, by invoking American culture and using words like, "and the Lord said." And then he goes on to say, there are new things springing forth, right? You know, play on words, biblical, because these politicians know exactly what invokes you emotionally. And the thing is, the mayor's no fool. Nor is Adam Bellows, nor is Jamie Romeo. They know exactly what it is to invoke your emotion. Which is why there's a mobile DMV at Ibero now. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go nowhere, okay? No te vayas, don't change that dial, 346-3000. I'll be right back after a couple minutes aquí on the WYSL stations.
In the Rochester and Finger Lakes region, one name stands above all others for real estate appraisal and advice.
Ryan Murphy and Associates.
This full-service real estate appraisal company can appraise and advise on purchase and sales decisions, mortgage finance feasibility, estate, matrimonial, partnership buyouts, litigation, and more for any type of property, both residential and commercial. Ryan Murphy was founded almost 40 years ago. All of our highly trained staff members have at least 20 years of experience. All our appraisers are either New York State certified general or residential real estate appraisers.
Ryan Murphy and Associates.
Start here. RYNNEMurphy.com.
The difference is dignity. At Open Door Mission, we open our arms and hearts to help those in need. We treat every one of our guests with respect and dignity. No matter the road that led to us, Open Door Mission is here to help. Give your support at opendoormission.com.
Has your favorite pizza place been letting you down? Try Livingston County Pizza Company and Gluten-Free Bakery in Avon. Not only is their pizza amazing, but their full menu and bakery has something for everyone. Livingston County Pizza Company and Gluten-Free Bakery, Avon.
Advertising on the WYSL stations is both affordable and effective, but it's so much more than that. When your business or professional practice has a presence on the Voice of Liberty, you connect with a patriotic, awake, and aware audience that cares about society, our families, our schools, our values, and our future. And our listeners appreciate you and respond. We can end the madness together. For truth and freedom, the WYSL stations, the Voice of Liberty. Call 346-3000 to advertise today.
Next Steps with Peter Vasquez
on the WYSL stations.
Welcome back to the Next Step Show, ladies and gentlemen. Aquí, junto conservative New York Rican and the WYSL stations. I'm glad you're with me. I'm glad we're talking. Pam, Carmen, Lorraine, Mike, and all listeners, the sponsors, just know how much I appreciate you. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we are today on our 180th show right here on WYSL. And I plan in another 1,180 shows coming forth. You know what? 346-3000, I want to hear from you. And if you want to sponsor this show and take us into the next 180s and join that list, 346-3000. Hey, before we went to break, you know, we were talking about trickery. I had talked to you about, or we brought up the 2024 State of the City address that was delivered on Wednesday the 17th. I'm wondering, though, again, back to transparency. If transparency was really at the heart of what these people were doing, why do all these, state of the state, state of the city, state of the union, state of, they're always held at the most unopportune time for most Americans, like in the middle of the day at 9 o'clock at night on a weekday when people got, I mean, it's just like, really? Can you make it any more inconvenient for people to, and that's not even Republican or Democrat. They all do it. You know, I want to swing back to a comment a caller had made. Carmen had called, and he kind of brought up those checks in the clerk's office. Now, I mentioned before, you know, that I was running. It's no secret. And people ask me, Peter, why are you running for the clerk's office? What can you possibly do there? But you see, this is that example that Carmen gave is exactly what I can change. I mean, not only would I get to the bottom of that, but the entire county would know exactly where we are with it and exactly what we did, especially in a time where people are wondering, right? Where money is being stolen. Listen, there's only been one party control. But I'll tell you this. We've got great people running. There are great people in office. And there's at least one or two decent people on the Democrat side in Monroe County that and the state that I can say, well, you know, these people are true. We may not agree on all the political ideology, but we're working together. See, I remember a time where we didn't have the types of the types of news articles coming out, the headlines that I just read off. I remember those days. I remember when Democrats and Republicans, you know, I would watch it during the election cycle and they would do their thing. And then come the day after Election Day, everybody was sitting around a table. Families were having dinners together, right? Things were getting done. And then all of a sudden, again, something shifted. I think really what happened is that at least one political persuasion looked around and said, wait a minute, we have one party control. Let's strengthen that and truly do what it is, well, whatever it is that they want to do. I mean, listen, we've got at the state of the city, we've got a mayor that's saying things like Rochester is no longer the city that it was in the middle of the 20th century. When the population hovered near 350,000 people and large-scale industrial manufacturing drove the economy. And he's right. Rochester is no longer the city that it was merely 50 years ago when I was born. It hasn't gotten better. And listen, if Democrats have predominantly run the state house and the city of Rochester, why is it that those two entities, the state as a whole and the city of Rochester, why is it that we see the crime, right? The loss of jobs. Why is it that we see people desperate? We see people hungry. We see people angry. We see people that have become victims. But yet, on the State of the State address, we also heard things like, things are getting better with each new day because of our collective work and toil. You know, I walked into a breakfast on the west side of the city a couple Saturdays ago. I was working in the area. They had a sign out. And I figured, you know, let me stop in. Let me grab breakfast. And I don't, not really politicking, but, you know, when you're out, we're working, you're working. And there was an individual there that said, you politicians only come when you want something. And that got me thinking. I was like, you know, if I wasn't running for office, would have I gone to that church, to that breakfast on Saturday morning? Well, probably not. But I'll tell you, if you are in office, and Virginia McIntyre, legislator for District 4 of Monroe County, this is what she does. If you're in office, especially if you work in an administrative office where you can do things without worry of Republican or Democrat, you should be in those places. So that gentleman, even though I didn't agree 100% with his statement, because he's right. Instead of being there in that particular church at that particular breakfast, I would have probably been somewhere that I'm a little bit more familiar with, like, maybe like where I live in Henrietta. Or maybe where I've got my business, or maybe where I've got some of my other properties, right? Improving there. But when you run for office, especially a countywide office, you should be at all those things. People shouldn't say, who are you again? I mean, check this out. At the State of the City address, they say, this one's funny. From City Hall to the County Office Building to the State Capitol in Albany to the Halls of Congress in Washington, all of Rochester's elected leaders are working together, right, to empower the people of Rochester to reach their full potential. Well, yeah, they are working together. They are definitely in all levels of those government, one party, but yet, you know what? Listen, where's the empowerment? Maybe enablement, but surely where's the empowerment? They go on to, this is the trigger. Most importantly, we're bringing crime and violence under control with our strategy of prevention, intervention, and suppression. Incidents of crime and violence, especially firearm violence, continue to fall. With the brave men and women of Rochester Police Department, we are bringing crime down. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the exact same people that when it was politically convenient for them, were saying something completely opposite. Defund the police, right? They were saying things, even now, that, you know, well, their political party, they're all saying it. Bail reform is, we're saying it's a problem. They're saying it's not. I don't know. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I try to bring conversation to the table that we can all kind of understand that's local or impacts local. I mean, from Alan West to Ben Carson and Alveda King and Dusami Washington. But, you know, I'll tell you, there are no voices, right? At least in my opinion, there are no voices more important than the people that are listening to this show, than the people who have said, I'm going to sponsor that Next Step show on that Voice of Liberty station. Although I love that title, Voice of Liberty. Bob Savage, I'll tell you, I wish I would have thought about it before you, because I'd have coined it. Because it is, but the thing is, he lives up to it. So ladies and gentlemen, listen. Sign up to sponsor this show. Sign up to come on the show. And ladies and gentlemen, pick up the phone, bring out your pointer finger, also your dialing finger, and call our show every day at noon. Say it with me. Leadership is the beacon that guides me, for it's through selfless service that I illuminate the way for others to find their greatness. Hey, be a leader. Share with us. NextStepShow.com. And hey, hasta Monday. Nunca te olvides. Your conservative New Yorican on the Next Step Show, your Voz de Libertad at YSL, Señor D'Angelo, te amamos.